parent, you can feel the pain of knowing your children are self-destructing and watching it happen but not able to do anything. Anyway, that's probably where the miracle of the pigs happened, right? Not on that hill, but I believe that's the hill where the man came from. Few ruins there, but you can immediately see Greek versus what you saw a little bit at Gamla. Clearly, that's not a Jewish ruin from that time. Now, across the sea, there's the hill yet of the Decapolis, is Tiberias. And I'm not going to go there much. That was Herod's place. You see it going down the hill there. Now, let me take you to Mount Arbel. Tiberias is just to the right. Let me take you to the point of that cliff and look down at the triangle area. Hasn't changed too much. The crops are a little different, although a lot of olive trees. Very fertile and fairly flat on the northwest corner where there was a strong community of very, very religious Jews. The Pharisee movement. Now, be careful. I'm on a campaign in my life to reclaim the Pharisees. Don't want to do that tonight. But I want you to not only to see in the Bible Jesus' criticism of the hypocritical Pharisees, but also Jesus' affirmation of the good things about the Pharisees, like the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so do what they tell you, he said to his disciples. And I'll show you a few things within the Pharisee movement that will help you to balance the fact that Jesus' criticism is about one group or one part of a group, not the whole thing. Anyway, that's the roots of where Jesus went to that triangle. There's the three cities, Capernaum, Chorazin, and Bethsaida. Let me quickly show you each one of those just to get a feel for where they are. Here's the north end of the Sea of Galilee. I see the Jordan River right here. Jordan River runs into the Sea of Galilee on the north. Just across that Jordan River, right in the trees here, just before the river goes into the Sea of Galilee, is a hill. Not much left on the hill, but I can see on this picture some excavation going on. Fairly recently, scholars have identified that hill right there as the site of Bethsaida. Now you say, well, so what? Well, it's interesting archaeology. It was probably a town of about 800 people. I don't know how to compare it in Kalamazoo. I live in Hamilton, which is south of Holland a little ways. Our town's quite a bit bigger than that, and nobody thinks of Hamilton as a big place. 800 people. Here's what moves me. If I were to make a list of the people who came from Bethsaida, or probably came from Bethsaida according to the Bible, look at the list. Can you imagine what God did to change the world from a town of 600 to 800 people? Look at that. Peter, Andrew, James, John, and Philip. Think about that. Kids from a tiny little nothing town. And can I tell you something? In large part, they're the reason you're here tonight. Now, there were others too, but if it hadn't been for the faithfulness of those five, you'd say, well, God would have found an... I agree, but think about it. Don't ever look in the mirror and say, well, I couldn't do what they did. They were nobodies. Little tiny village of nothing. And Jesus picks his followers because he wasn't picking by the standards of the Hellenistic world, in my opinion. Chorazin. It's up from the Sea of Galilee a little bit. Go with us someday or with someone. You can walk on the ancient road that goes up from Capernaum and Chorazin. You don't even need permission. You're walking through some farmer's pasture where the cattle are, but it's so cool because you can go up to Chorazin. Probably the dominant feature there is the synagogue as well. All the little towns and villages of Galilee are dominated by their synagogues. They were passionate people about God and about the text, like we talked about in past weeks. Anyway, now let me take you to Capernaum. That's where the Bible says Jesus' hometown was. The Bible says when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went and lived in Capernaum, which is by the Sea of Galilee, along the Via Maris, to fulfill the prophecy. So Jesus lived for three and a half, some argue 4 years, right here. Right in this kind of terrain. Not too much different then. The population was probably about the same then as it is today. The farming was about the same. Just a quiet, rural people who had a fire in their chest about the Word of God. And a passion that Messiah would come to deliver them from the Romans and reestablish the empire, the kingdom, they would call it, that God had promised through the ancient prophets to the family of David. Now, the dominant thing in Capernaum, of course, is the synagogue as well. It's an amazing place, and yet If you go to Capernaum, as impressive as the synagogue is, when you look at the houses, you realize it too was a